west of the Rockies. You're on the air. Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Colby. I'm calling from Portland, Oregon.
Hi, Colby. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Fine.
I was calling to ask you your opinion on the Blue Book.
You mean
special?
Project? You're asking about the ABC special and how they handled Blue Book, or are you asking about Blue Book itself?
How they handled it on the ABC special.
Well, they gave it pretty short shrift, I would say. There and in the case of Roswell, of course. They pretty well dismissed Roswell as nothing more than a myth. And I thought that was a wrong. By and large, as you know, I thought the ABC special was a good first effort for the general public, but dismissing Roswell that way, I thought, how could they? How could they, with all of the eyewitness testimony and all that has come about with regard to Roswell, how could, you know, and then handling that other stuff, how could they so easily...
President?
No, you're not. Wildcard line, you're on the air. Hi.
Hello, I heard the program last night, and I'd like to mention something I think is very relevant. Mark Lane was one of the major researchers into...
Sir, you're going to have to raise your voice a little bit.
Mark Lane, who was one of the major researchers into evidence of CIA involvement in the Kennedy assassination, wondered why he had been bashed by the media, and he finally, after a lot of suits, got his Freedom of Information Act filed from the CIA. And it turns out that the director of plans of the CIA had been ordering all of its agents and all of its assets throughout the media to discredit him, and even gave them the types of talking points they should use. And among them were that he was a conspiracy nut, he was just in it for the money, that any newspaper would be glad to have this because it would be such a Jimmy Olsen type of scoop. Mm. They would never cover this up. Exactly the kinds of cliches I heard from your guest last night from Popular Mechanics, and I also...
No, wait a minute. The guest last night, sir, only commented on scientifically investigated items, 16 of them, in fact.
Well, that's not true, Bart, because...
Well, yes, that is true. I was
reading
the program, I know.
He closed off by saying that this was an independent commission. Certainly it was an independent commission. Everyone around the 9/11 Truth family, 911truth.org... families have completely protested the conflicts of interest of that the handpicked panel by the Bush administration, the conflicts of interest of...
Sir, hello. Pause, take a breath. My guest last night hardly even referred to that report. He referred to the article in Popular Mechanics. That's why he was here, and that's what he was discussing for 3 hours.
Well, he really did. He made a lot of political comments about the motivations, the psychology of those supposedly hating Bush.
He did say, he did say that he thought it was politically motivated, and I think it is, too.
Well, I think they are politically motivated, and frankly, Art, I believe you are, because you claim this objectivity that you have disagreements with Bush, but your supposed disagreement is to be more Bush than Bush.
Not vote for President Bush, and I'll tell you why. Because President Bush is going to put nuclear waste here in Nevada, whereas the other candidate had promised that he would not let it happen. Most politics, sir, is local, and if you lived in Nevada, you might well have felt exactly the way I did.
I agree with you on that issue, but the point is, on everything, every murderous frame-up of countries for these unprovoked preemptive wars around the world flow from this fabricated version of 9/11. All of that depends, and you have shown your agreement with every one of those military invasions and attacks going back from Vietnam to Afghanistan to Iraq. So you have a dog in this race.
No, I did not. Hello, sir. I did not agree at all with the invasion of Iraq, and said so adamantly before it began.
Well, I certainly have heard other things, but I would like to mention Operation Northwoods. And if you don't believe that it's capable for elements in this government to kill Americans on that scale, this is brought out by James Bamford, the NSA expert.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I've heard. Yes. Do you believe that President?
Let's bring it out. Let's bring it out.
Tell
right
me,
now.
Do you believe that President Bush ordered the 9/11 attacks?
I don't know whether he knew or not, but I believe it's very possible that people like Sinister Janie Wolfowitz and the rest of them have that ability to reprise this Operation Northwoods, which had a plan to.
All right. I already got that. Thank you very much. I'm going to show you something. I think it's reprehensible. Those people, as a matter of fact, it is absolutely reprehensible. Those people who think that Bush ordered somehow this whole operation and the airplanes, I might add, to attack and kill thousands of Americans, that our own president did that. I'm not a big Bush fan at all. On the other hand, I'm not a big Bush opponent either. However, as I said last night, and I'll reiterate right now, I don't for one second think that this president or any other president ordered an attack that would kill thousands of Americans. And I think it's sad for those who did die that it is represented by some. I mentioned the rent site last night, so I'm going to carry through with it right now. This is the kind of thing that I'm talking about. I just took a picture of a headline from a story that came from the rent site. That's why I mentioned it last night. This was originally printed 9/17/04, and you'll be able to read the headline for yourself. Government insider says Bush authorized 9/11 attacks. I think the headline should be clearly legible for you to read. So if you go to coasttocoastam.com right now, you'll be able to see exactly what I mean in a moment or so. From the high desert, this is Coast to Coast AM.